Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And one of the things I want to talk about something, just you and me for a minute. I want to talk about, I want to continue to talk a little bit about what Jeffrey Zabar and I were talking about a minute ago, and that's about innovating. And, you know, as I said to Jeffrey, sometimes I think when a lot of people, a lot of just regular folks out there, like I was a little over 20 years ago, without a job, having been downsized for the second time, you know, in the 80s, you know, I said, hey, I had to go to work. What was I going to do? Was I going to go get a job? Well, that was one idea, but then I said, wait a minute. I think I want to do something on my own. I think I want to strike out on my own. Now, if somebody had come to me and said to me, okay, Jim, be an innovator. Do something innovative. Be, you know, create some innovation. If somebody had said something like that to me, I probably would have locked up. I probably would have frozen up. And that would have been a lot of pressure on me. That would have been a lot of, I don't know that I would have known what to do with that. But if somebody had said to me, which is kind of what my thought process was at the time, if somebody said, why don't you look around for something that you think needs to be done and do it? Look around at something and see if you can find something that you think other people would want, but they can't get anywhere, and see if that would be valuable to them. See if that's the kind of thing that they would pay money for. And so that's what I think that's the way to think about the way, if you're thinking about starting a business right now, if you're out of work and you're trying to decide, okay, how am I going to keep life and limb together? How am I going to feed my family? Which is exactly where I was at 8:35, May 29th, 1989. Not that I remember the exact moment or anything. And that's exactly where I was. Two teenagers, two mortgages. I had to get busy. And not a lot of job prospects at the time, at that moment. And so I didn't think about being innovative. I didn't think about creating an innovation. But what I did think about was, okay, what do I know how to do? What are my skills? What am I pretty good at? What kind of perspectives? What kind of knowledge? What kind of useful information have I acquired? What lessons have I learned in the last 20-something years that I had been in the marketplace at that time? What have I learned that maybe I could translate into a business, into something or some product or some service that other people would pay me for and that I could be proud of, something I could build upon? And that's what I did. I started my consulting business. Now, so from your standpoint, if you're out there trying to decide, you know, what should I be doing? How should I be getting my business going? If you're out there and doing that, if you're thinking that way, don't think about innovation. Just think, look around you and think, okay, look at yourself. You know what would probably be a good idea, but you're not going to like this probably, but get your resume out. And if you haven't already dusted it up, if you haven't already you haven't already updated it, do that right now. Update you. If you're thinking about starting a business, even if you've got a job, get your resume out and dust it off, bring it up to date, and write down or reread all the things that you think somebody else would want you as an employee. And then think about how that could be the rudimentary beginnings of your business plan. That could be the start of your business plan. That could be something that you would look at and think about yourself and say, okay, this is something of value that I think other people will pay for. And then try to build something on that. This is your, from that, from doing that little exercise, you could find the vision for your business. You could find, you could identify the thing that you wanted to do. You could possibly identify what other people want that they're not getting, or maybe not getting as well as you think you could deliver it. You could get your mission statement of your business from that little exercise. There are so many things you could create from that. And I think, will it be the answer to all your prayers? I don't think, no. But I do think it will help you to crystallize just a little bit more what you need to be doing in the future in your small business. It's almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back on the other side. Come on, baby. You better make a start. You better make it soon before you break my heart. Oh, I want to be with you everywhere. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out, for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. I hope you'll go there and listen and read, ask questions, and all the different things that you can do there. I hope you'll take advantage of that. And if you get a chance, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. We'll continue to improve it and update it and make it look a little bit better and more useful. And so I hope you'll give us a chance at your business. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. You know, I'm talking now about being innovative without thinking about the word innovative, without thinking about the word innovation. Because, I mean, look, I don't have a problem with the word. I think the word is a great word. I think innovation is a great word. But I just worry, I'm concerned. Jeffrey Zavar and I were talking earlier about small business owners being innovative and starting a business based on some innovation. And one of the things we were talking about was the technology issue. And Jeffrey gave several examples of people who started technology companies that he knew. And that was their product. That was their model. That was their business model, was technology. They said, hey, I'm a techie. I know something about technology. Maybe I could find my niche in that. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who are not necessarily techies. They're not necessarily, heavily, got a lot of heavy background in technology. But they still want to start a business. And you look around yourself, you look around and you think about all the technology that's around you and all the buzz about technology and all of the social media stuff that's taking place in the technology medium, in the online, on the internet, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a little intimidating sometimes, I think. But I don't want you to be that way. Because remember, technology can be your business model, or it can be the tool that serves your business model. I mentioned a couple of companies that I thought was pretty interesting that I interviewed last week. If you remember, the gentleman from Bonobos that makes pants for men. They just decided they wanted to make a better pair of pants for men. Now think about that. I would never have thought about that. I would have been way... The fashion industry just intimidates the heck out of me anyway. I go to a store and see all the fashion that's there for men and women. And men don't have fashion, really, but we have clothes. But I see all the different choices, and I'm thinking, why would I want to get into that? But there are people who, this one partnership, they've done really well by making a better pair of pants. But they then use technology to leverage their dream, to leverage their pants, to sell their pants. And then we have the lady who and her partner make women's lingerie. And think about that. Think about going up against Victoria's Secret. I mean, that's pretty impressive, right? But it was all about the thing. It was all about the product. It was not about the technology in the beginning. And then they used technology to sell, to leverage their dream. Then we had the other guy on who is, he is a tech expert. And that's his product. His product is technology. He helps companies use the internet to find customers. He uses technology to sell. That is his product. So the main thing is, when you're thinking about what you're going to do with your business, how you're going to start your business, grow it, and make it successful, don't get all bogged down in innovation. Don't get all bogged down in having to be innovative. Find a niche. And I really believe that there's almost nothing new under the sun. I mean, what are you going to find new under the sun at this point in time, 2009, in the third millennia AD? Where are you going to find something new? So isn't everything a niche? Isn't everything a niche of a niche? Or take that to the third power, a niche of a niche of a niche. Isn't everything like that? So when you're creating something that's innovative, it could be something as mundane as a better pair of pants, just another pair of pants. It could be something like that. Jeffrey mentioned the Croc shoes. It's just who would have thought that plastic shoes with holes in them that are the ugliest things you've ever seen, who would have thought that that would catch on? You never know. You never know where it could be. There are no dumb ideas, folks. There are only dumb business models, if you think about it. So if you've got an idea, you know, don't stake your life on it. Test it. The guys with the pants, they started making these pants and they showed them around to their friends, and people liked them, and they grew it from there. It went one little bitty step at a time. And so think about that. Think about growing your business incrementally. And one of the reasons why you're going to have to think about that, about testing, and if you have an idea, test it and start out small and see if people like it. Tim Berry has taught us that over the years. Is, you know, he knew a guy who was wanted to go into the soup business. That's right, soup, you know, like the soup Nazi. He wanted to do that. And you know what he did? He made soup and started giving it away to see if people liked his recipes. And he found out that they did, and he went into the soup business. Now he's in the soup business. So grow your business incrementally. And when we come back after these messages, after this next break, I want to talk about why in 2009 and probably 2010 it's going to be the primary way you're going to have to grow. And we'll do that in the second half, or I should say, on the other side of these messages. It's 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Down to the crossroads, down out on my knees. That's all I've ever said, if you please.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. That's from the Innocent Age album. That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorites. What a great artist he was, and he died too soon. We miss him still, but that album is the Innocent Age album, and you can still get it. It's a double album. Maybe the best value you'll ever buy. And does anybody buy CDs anymore? Anybody buy albums like that anymore? I do. I still buy them like that. I don't download music, so maybe you do, but find anything Dan Fogelberg does. It's good stuff. I was talking in the last couple of segments, I've been talking about, instead of thinking about being innovative, think about filling niches. And a niche, filling a niche of a niche. Maybe a niche, you know, you start out with an industry, then people build niches inside of that industry, then you can build niches of niches inside of those niches. I mean, you can do it, folks. People are doing it all the time. So think about that. And then the only thing you have to do to decide whether it's going to work or not, whether your niche is going to be big enough and create enough revenue, is for you to say, okay, how much do I need? How much do I want? How big do I want to get? I mean, if you want to sell yellow toothpicks, probably not a, and that's all you want to sell, and you're going to market yellow toothpicks and extol the virtues of people using yellow toothpicks instead of plain ones, probably not a lot of revenue opportunity there. But there probably is some. I'm telling you, somewhere in the world there are people who will agree with you, but not a lot of people. Now, what you got to do is find out if there are enough of those people who like your yellow toothpicks to who will give you the revenue that will create the profits that you can generate to live on. You know, it depends on what your expectations are, how much you feel, how strongly you feel about this niche you're going to create, this niche of a niche of a niche you're going to create. Depends on what you need, what your expectations are. Now, I want to talk about a little bit more about expectations along the lines of funding this dream. And this is another reason why it's a good idea for you to think about taking baby steps. And I know that some of you need to not take baby steps because you're like I was 20 years ago, two kids and two mortgages. You got to take some big steps. Well, I was there, but I had to get over it because I wasn't able to get any capital because I was starting a consulting business. No bank was going to loan me money. No investor was going to loan me money to start a consulting practice. So I had to bootstrap it. I bootstrapped it all the way. And you're going to have to do the same thing more and more. Many of you are these days, because this is what's different about this recession from the one that happened in 91, from the one that happened in 2000, from the one that happened in 81 and 83 and 73 and 74. This one is different because the credit situation is a lot different. A big difference these days in the credit availability. And so you probably don't have as much credit card access to credit card balances, credit lines as I did, or as people did, say, 10 years ago. I hocked my house. I put a mortgage on my house to be able to launch my business, get my business going. I've done it more than once. Maybe that's not an option as much these days as it has been. So the ability to grow your business is going to depend upon that business's access to capital. And the capital comes from one of three ways, as I've said before: from your money, from your credit, and from sales. When you're starting out, well, you don't have that much sales. And so without the credit availability and without a lot of money from you, which most of us start out without a lot of money for ourselves to put into our companies, the other way is the credit access, the sales, which you don't have any right now because you're starting your business, or you don't have much because you're just getting your business off the ground. So you're going to – the people who start a business in 2009 and wind up being successful, you know, the ones that have been patient, the ones who believe in themselves more than they've ever believed in anything else, and who are willing to do what it takes, including sacrifice. And I'm talking major sacrifice. I'm talking major sacrifice, folks. Only those people, and the ones who are innovative, and the ones who find the niches, and the ones who believe in themselves, those are the ones who are going to make it through this situation we're in right now, this economic situation we're in right now. So think about some of these things. I hope this has helped. It's been on my mind. I've been wanting to talk to you about it for a while. Be patient, and don't just think about innovation. Think about niches, finding a niche inside of a niche. And right now, I got to wrap it up for this hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.